Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys and gals. This is your favorite radio voice guy. And now for America's number one tech socialite and her very own real-life rocket scientist. Yes, he is a scholar and a gentleman. It's time for Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson.
They talk everything. Hey. You are sitting here with Juarez in the flesh. He did it.
Hi, guys and gals. This is your favorite radio voice
guy. You were. We're unmuted. Hey.
It's time for Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. They talk everything from nanotech to blogging, making technology palatable for everyday people. Ladies and gents, let's hear it for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Shout out to my man, Steve Rowland. There it is.
Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology, Juarez Jackson, is actually live.
In the flesh.
On camera.
We on Periscope.
And we're sitting next to each other.
FatherTrue.com. Yeah. You can check us out on Periscope right now. FatherTrue. Follow me. It's called A Taste of Technology, FatherTrue. We are live right now. We're going to be replying to all our chatters out there. We have people jump in and jump out. So everybody, come follow us and talk about, you know, what you want to talk about, technology. And we are here live in the flesh. It feels so good to be with you right now.
I'm so good.
I know. You better stop, girl. We're on camera. Anyway.
He's married.
I am. So let me tell you, we are in. Where we're at right now, phenomenal. We are at the inventor of the Super Soaker. Dr. Lonnie Johnson. We are at his facility, and we're going to give you a tour in a little bit and let you see. We're not going to let you see all the really crazy stuff that's, I mean, he has so much high-tech stuff that's out there. It's ridiculous. But we are going to give you a little tour of the robotics lab and talk to you a little bit about what we've been doing today. It has been amazing. Thank you for the heart. Thank you for everybody who's online checking. Let me tell you, now, we were just in a room with people that are in the top 1%. Would you say we were in the
1%?
You know, I thought my bank, my money was wrong. I got up in there. I was like, these cats are
roll. Warren was shaking in his shoes. I'm going to get my bread like that.
I'm like, wow. Because, you know, I know I'm doing pretty good for myself, and I just thought it was such encouragement. And I can see you, too. Thank you, Snap Aladdin, and see whatever you're on.
That's Robin.
Oh, that's Robin. I can see you, too.
Hi, Robin.
What's up, Er?
We love you.
We love you. And to that note, we want to thank Robin Howard for being a wonderful sponsor. You're awesome. She's a sound engineer, and she is doing awesome at continuing to encourage us through this and keeping this going as far as encouraging people through technology. It's a beautiful thing, right?
Robin, if it was not for you, and I could finally say this looking in the camera.
Right.
Things like this would not be happening.
That's right.
Things like this.
I can't see you, Juarez. I got to get you. People say they can't see me.
Things like this would
right.
not be happening.
That's right.
We are live.
Live and direct.
At the 100 Scholars Robotics Lab.
Dr. Lonnie Johnson.
100 Black Men of Atlanta.
That's right.
Via the directive of the phenomenal Lonnie Johnson, the creator of the Super Soaker.
Right.
And man, we just sat in a room with the real 100 black men of Atlanta.
The real.
To blow them away.
Right.
With the robotic program.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them got to see it for the first time.
That's
some
right.
of them were there to see it as the updated version has been brought into this lab.
Right.
And they've got a practice field, which they're only one of three in the whole nation, and one is here in the whole nation. When I tell you, like, they were wild and they were floored.
That's right.
And this is something that Warris has been doing for 8 years. I've been doing for two now.
All right.
Being in this space, and I just received my award this week.
Wow.
And I was so excited. I posted it on Instagram, and people were like, 100 black men has a robotic front? I'm like, yeah, boo.
Big. Huge. And I mean, I just can't talk enough about my experience with the 100 black men of Atlanta, and also just how they have just been so embracing and how much of an impact. I shared this story, and I'm going to continue sharing it because it's just so much of an example of how impactful robotics could be for kids growing up. I had in this same lab right here, which we'll take you around in a little bit, show you the lab, but in this same lab right here, we were in this lab, and there was a young 11-year-old. The 11-year-old, he had a robot that was struggling. It was going to pick up something, not big like this robot, but the robot was struggling. And when he went to go pick up, the robot went to go pick up something, I just went over and said, hey, you know, go put a strong motor on it. And the young man came to me and said, no, Mr. Jackson, I'm going to put a small gear with a large gear and change the gear ratio. Blew my mind at 11-year-old to be able to, I know, gear ratio? I was like, in fact, I was really, first I was stunned. I was like, huh? You mean like a bicycle? Yeah, that would work. I'm saying. So this is, to me, the most national security threat that we have, not being able to educate our kids for these jobs that are here, because there's so much possibility and there's so much emphasis being put from these Fortune 500 companies to educate people on what is coming up as far as technology and how technology is changing. So we're trying to play our part. We're trying to be, our little field is really trying to enlighten people and let people know we're going to continue to expand and do great things to bring more visibility to the need that we have within all communities, right? Not just underserved communities, all communities. Because this is a national security threat if we don't get enough people into these jobs that are out here. So
not only is it a national security threat,
that's right.
But this is something that when you understand how dynamic of an impact of the way that technology has impacted our world,
right.
Not just any pocket of community, but our entire world, we keep drawing into the spaces of everything going back to, but look at what's going on.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. When you understand the technology that's coming out and the transition of things that will be coming to our livelihood,
right.
to our home, to our job space, or not a job space,
right.
or maybe a robot taking your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is so much that we have yet to even explore, and we
right.
had the opportunity just now
right.
to sit with these wealth builders and people who have had great success in their life,
that's
who
right.
have triumphed. These people have done some spectacular things with their careers and with jobs and with investing
right.
overall.
And we have some young engineers in the making here. We're going to call them into our talk show. Come on real quick. Come on camera. Come on. Come on over here. Introduce yourself and say your name and just talk. What's up? What's your name?
Hi, everyone. I'm Taylor Stewart, captain of Team
525. 525,
all girls. Girls only team. You hear that? So how impactful has robotics been to you?
It's been amazing. I never thought
that
the African-American girl could do robotics.
Right.
I love film,
also.
Robotics is mainly for
my okay.
I started getting interested in
Awesome.
Taylor, let me ask you one question. Why? Why didn't you feel like you could be a part of robotics?
Exposure.
African American females to be honest.
Right.
Robotics, so
Right.
Unless they were just the mob to the place. So.
Right, right, right.
I don't know if I'm ready to be a pioneer.
Right, right.
I'm glad I took the.
You're already there.
So now with that, do you have future aspirations now of being in engineering?
I'd actually like to be an architect in the interior design.
Awesome. Awesome. That's engineering now.
That is
architectural engineering.
Having an experience with robotics would help me, create better designs.
Have you used a CAD or AutoCAD? Have you used that?
I have. And I use AutoCAD also for architectural rendering.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we need to talk because I do have a cousin who has his own architectural firm in Jamaica.
Really?
He does. It's called Cut and Shaw, and it's possible. So
yes,
keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
We are changing lives around here. So we just and Cairo talked about it a little bit. So Dr. Lonnie Johnson, the inventor of the Super Soaker, was just talking about how we went from boats that sailed to America were made out of wood and sewn together material. We went from there to years later having rocket ships that are going to outer space. So just think of where we're at in technology and how far we've come and, you know, how far we get to go. It's just phenomenal. And it's up to us to continue to encourage the kids that's out here that, you know, there is space for them within this space. Not only space, it's opportunity. So I know it's about 12 minutes into our show. Do you have anything, any announcements you want to say?
Listen, I think we should take a commercial break because, you know, we have, I mean, my mind is
blown. Break it up.
Uh-huh. And let me tell you why it's blown. We got in this space and it was just to kind of show the lab off.
Okay. Right.
And that's cool. But what really is very, very awesome
mm-hmm.
is that we were able to sit with these people and give them a firsthand account of what is not being done and
right.
what's missing and then where they can impact. This is what we do.
That's what we do.
And it was beautiful to be able to do it.
And those guys, I thought I was paid. I was like, you know, I'm like six figures. I thought, like, yo, I got money. These guys come up in here talking about, we're raising $20,000, and we're raising.
And everybody's responsible.
Everybody. I'm like, maybe I should join in a couple years and not right now. But eventually I'm going to be there, God willing. And it's just so much possibility out there that I just implore people that, you know, get your kids, get them now, get them in front of the TV and look at stuff that is important to them. There's Khan Academy. There's all kind of stuff that they can use. So just remember, it's Taste of Technology. It's Tuesday. Where to point people. And after this commercial break, we'll be right back. And we're Periscoping. Check us on Periscope. We got two speeds going right now.
Hi, ladies and gents. This is Cairo Queen from Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. We're on every single Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to tune in to us, you want to call us, you want to be a sponsor, reach out to me. You can email me at cairoqueen@gmail.com. That's cairoqueen@gmail.com. Yes, I know. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you may not want to just be on air. You may want to be a sponsor, and you may want to have your own segment in the show. That's a possibility. All you got to do is become a sponsor, and you can join a part of our show. You can even have a commercial done for you. Now, all you have to do to make that happen is contact me directly at 707-500-0198. That number again is 707-500-0198. And it's Cairo Queen. Cairo like Egypt, Queen like Elizabeth. Contact me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and see you on Tuesday. Bye now.
You've seen her on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are hot. Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained as Cheryl Lee Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio, talk radio that's real.
Hi, guys and gals, this is your favorite radio voice guy, and
Periscoping. We're here live at Dr. Lonnie Johnson's facility, and this is Juarez Jackson and Cairo Queen with
Cairo Queen Face Technology.
Oh, there you go.
Jackson.
There you go.
And we are live. We're actually doing the show
live
periscoping at the same time.
At the same time.
100 Scholars Robotics Lab.
Yes.
In Lonnie Johnson.
Some water for you.
Hey, she said Cairo Queen is the best.
Yeah.
You know who Dr. Finch is? I met Dr. Finch.
Okay.
She's so awesome. She's like social media guru.
Shout out
so
to Dr. Finch.
Point.
No doubt.
Doctor.
That's what's
Dr.
up.
Dr. Finch.
That's what's up.
Look her up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now tuning in, we are live here in the lab. The lab where Juarez and I, it's almost like a family reunion.
It is. It is.
So Juarez and I met at 100 Scholars of Robotics Competition.
Right.
And I just absolutely adored this man. I said, who is this genius
that
I ran into? I was like,
what can I say?
Phenomenal. We had immediately tech chemistry.
Yeah, tech chemistry.
It was plutonic tech.
Absolutely.
We totally love each other to pieces.
Right.
In a plutonic way. We're like brother and sister or cousin.
Right.
So we got in a space of where we talk about technology for, hey, Amon.
That's right. So
if you guys don't understand what we're doing, we're
right.
both periscoping and broadcasting at the same time.
At the same time.
Both of us are super excited.
That's right.
So listen, if you want to share, everybody, hey, Mom. If you want to share, everybody knows how to go down.
Right.
And hit that button and hit share.
That's right.
Send to your audience on Twitter. Send to your audiences on
Facebook.
And big thanks to our sound engineer who is double tasking right now,
right.
Robin Howard, who is the most phenomenal sponsor as well as engineer.
That's right.
In the world. So here we are in the lab. Just introduced you to one of the students from the program.
Right.
And you are. Let's give a little history about how this program works. So.
So basically, the 100 Scholars Robotics, they have a program where they have embraced the, originally it was the U.S. First Robotics. U.S. First stands for U.S. Us, for the inspiration and recognition of the science and technology. So they basically use this platform, this program, in order to have three different programs under U.S. First. One is for FLL, which is the First Lego League. Then they have a, what they call an FTC program, First Technical Challenge, which is older kids. The FLL is more like a little bit younger, maybe.
11.
Yeah, maybe like if you, my kids are a little bit younger, maybe like 8, 9, when you can start reading proficiently, you can start getting into that smaller robots, easier programming. Then it starts being more technical, FTC. You get the FRC, more like when you're in the high school. But they started this program, and how I got involved is that I was doing tours as an engineer, a software engineer, working on aeronautics at Lockheed Martin. And when I was there, I was doing tours. So I'm an anomaly because a lot of times engineers, they don't talk a lot and they're not social. So I was very much gregarious and I was doing tours. And I saw this group of kids and I never saw them before. That kind of, you know, demographic, that kind of, you know, young kids at my plant. I was like, wow, who are these kids? So I was so excited. So I met them and I got involved with them. And at the same time, there was a program called Black in America that was on Soledad O'Brien. Remember that? Soledad O'Brien. I don't know where she at now, but Soledad had it on Black in America, and they were actually featured on one of the first episodes. So at the same time,
Captain America.
Is she?
You need to stop playing. But anyway, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, so at the same time they were being featured, I was actually starting to come around and mentor at this same laboratory we're in right here. We'll keep it torn a little bit. And I was able to see how impactful it was to the kids. Like, I came in, and at the time, they were like, you know, just in the ninth grade, and they were like, wow, you know, you're an engineer. They didn't believe that I was an engineer. So it was like they'd never seen, and we had someone on earlier that talked about it. The biggest thing is being able to understand that you can do it too. You can be an engineer. It doesn't take, you know, a rocket science. Like, you don't need to have your master's in aeronautics like myself, right? There's all kind of disciplines within engineering, and you can do it. So just for them and me coming around, they were seeing me, and they were like, wow, he's an engineer. He doesn't look like an engineer. So, you know, just like Jameson said earlier, engineers look like all kind of people, right? So it doesn't, you don't have to look like the, you know, studious, glasses wearing. I was in here, and I had a fur coat, and I had a gold chain, and they were like, wow, you're an engineer. So,
and braids.
And I had braids back then, right? So a lot has changed in those 8 years. But what I have seen is that kids have been so impacted. I've seen kids go from, again, ninth grade to now graduates with engineering degrees, having homes, having cars, having just a very good modicum of living. And it's all due to being able to set kids up on the right path. And that path is surround them with things that they're concerned with. That's engineering. So definitely remember to just keep on encouraging your kids to be a part of something, being a part of engineering, because engineering is something that it has so many jobs out there and so much, you know, for the future, so much possibility for kids to explore.
Well, it's cool because Jameson gave his testimony. I think his testimony is so powerful to me, where Jameson came from what people would identify as an underserved community.
Right.
But then he is now graduated into a space of Jameson.
And now we're gonna get some of the hundred right here. See, we have our Casey Technology Talk, so they're trying to decide where we're about to have to come on, what do you both got? Come on in. Come on in. So we have one of the 100 Black Men of Atlanta right here. You know,
Dante Wilson.
This is Dante Wilson. And is it the first time at your lab, Dante?
First time. Exciting, great work.
Okay,
exactly.
That's perfect.
Exactly, Dante.
So we're doing a double broadcast.
Right.
Now. We have a web broadcast, web radio, and Periscope on two different platforms.
Right.
Just so you understand, this is going to record. It will be played later by people around
worldwide.
The world. We don't know. He has a big audience in Jamaica. I have an Indian all over the country.
People
so
are following
the world. So,
good. Yeah. So, Dante, so this is your first time at the lab, so you've been blown away. I mean, tell us what kind of impact you think that these kind of programs will have.
I think it's transformational. I think it creates an opportunity for kids to see what can be.
Right.
Allows them to get better education around some of the STEM items, but make it practical, make it fun, so they're excited about how these things come to life. So
right.
Hopefully we'll create the next inventors, the next line of the world.
Absolutely.
Create the next most improved super soaker out there.
Absolutely.
Around the nation. So we're just real excited to be able to be a part of it. Fun. Not until you come and see it live.
Right.
YouTube, that do it justice. Yeah. Road tours and all the videos you see.
Right.
And all the magazine articles and such we read on it.
Right.
Expect it to come and see it.
Right. So tell us about yourself, Dante. What kind of work do you do? Tell us about yourself.
I work at BB&T Bank. I'm the president.
Awesome.
That's interesting. I write for Rise Magazine, which is also, I do a tech contribution, and BB&T Bank is one of their sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. Rise Magazine initially started in Orlando.
Yeah. Right. That's right. We had the owner. Yeah, we had him on the show not too long ago.
Okay, Eric thought he wanted to launch it, so we told most people, the first people to get behind him, to sponsor.
Awesome. So we're big on just encouraging people to just get out and support. So how big is it for people to really just support in the community and just support in general? I mean, what do you think as far as how can people get more involved?
I think everybody has the opportunity to get involved.
Right.
Some people have resources. Been blessed to have resources.
Right.
Make sure responsibility. It's your life responsibility
right.
to have to give back, because those resources are not for you. They're really through you
Amen.
For someone else. So
right.
you've been blessed in that capacity, give resources. If you haven't been blessed with resources,
mm-hmm.
if you're trying to create your resources,
that's right.
you have been blessed with your mental resources
mm-hmm.
and your capacity to think and your capacity to go out and inspire them to get them excited so they can create opportunities for them to have better resources
right.
than they have today or maybe you even have today. So
right.
there's two ways you get involved. Some people are very, very focused on not having a resource, so they don't want to involve
right.
themselves. And
right.
get involved with time. Other folks that don't have the time but do have the resources from a liquid perspective should be able to provide liquidity to be able to fund great focus. But we have a responsibility to involve us to help out.
Awesome.
That's
so we thank you, Mr. Dante Harris.
I think he clears up the misnomer that 100 black men is super society.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? I think
these
a lot of
people
don't know.
Right.
These are real people making big impacts.
That's right.
Making
That's right.
high investments into our communities with monetary usage and resources, as well as with being able to keep their personal endeavor
right.
and change the world ahead of us. And I mean, these are global leaders, and that's why 100 black men sit on the type of platform that does.
That's right.
Of course, it seems intangible, but it's always in our space and in
right.
us forward. So that's important. And I'm excited about
it. I am too.
I'm excited.
Thank you all for
letting me
absolutely.
Well, absolutely.
Great work.
I hope you come back very soon, Mr. Harris. And it's
please
good to meet you. Definitely. Keep up the good work. Definitely. Well,
Small world.
So we, again, there's so many different people here, very impactful, doing just great things. And if they come in, anyone come in, we're about to snatch them up. If they come in, get an interview, because we just want them to see. And our viewers to see that these are just regular everyday people, but they're deciding to make a difference, right? I could be at home right now, and I could be with my family easily, or I could be with my tenant that's about to rent out my next house. But I want to be with you people and let y'all know how important it is. And this is somebody I want to get on. Come on over here.
It would be great if Vivian comes to the camera.
Speaking of, let me get it out. Come on. You got a few minutes, and we're going to end those. So we are interviewing a person that I have known personally since she was in the ninth grade, right?
Yeah.
And it's been a long time. It seems like it went by so fast.
Yes, it has.
Right. It's just like super. But to understand the impact, what has this meant for you? Because I know right now, coming from the ninth grade, when I know that, you know, you probably didn't even think about engineering at that time. You didn't have any kind of aspirations. And now your life for the last, you know, 11.
Yeah.
It's been full with nothing but engineering,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So just tell people about what the impact has been to you.
Okay, this has really been, I would say, the greatest impact in my life that has led me to where I am today,
wow.
to be honest. It's
right.
shaped me as a person.
Right.
I had no idea what the STEM, I didn't even know what STEM was until I got in here.
Right, right.
So, and now I am very passionate about being an educator
right.
and making sure that I instill the same skills that I have to the students and that passion for STEM
right,
into,
right.
into the new upcoming generation.
Yeah.
So when I was on the team, I at first started with building. That really didn't – I liked it, but it really didn't get me until I got into programming.
Right.
So I started with LabVIEW,
uh-huh.
and that really – It was really enlightening for me to see that I got this thing to push
mm-hmm.
if I couldn't man a few commands.
Right.
So that was really amazing, and I want to keep making sure that students behind me get that same
awesome.
Impact. So,
awesome.
That's why I
want to
be a
teacher. Awesome. And this is Vivian Sepp. Look out for her to be doing amazing things more, because she's already doing amazing things
already.
With the 100 Scholars, and she is. I remember, to me, my heart goes out, because my kids have been raised up with Vivian Sina since, you know, they were little, and now they know her, they respond to her, and just to see her coming from a ninth grader to where she's at now, she was so extremely shy, and some of the ancillary things that people don't understand is that with these programs, you also get to speak in front of people.
Yeah.
She just did very well speaking in front of a room of very... very affluent people.
And you used to be shy.
Right. I used to be shy too. You know, believe that? I used to be shy. I used to be very shy. Yep.
Don't believe that we was ever shy.
But, so the skills that you are building up in here, it's life skills. And I think people don't understand that You know, STEM is important, but then the life skills of being able to present,
right.
being able to, you know, really put together presentations,
right.
all the things that you have to do. The coding is great. Now, that's something that's always going to be needed. But the other things, you know, I had a conversation today about an engineer who's leaving one of the companies I was consulting with. And the engineer, he basically, he's going to leave because he just can't get along with people, right? And that's a big thing. You have to be able to get along with people to get to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's some of the things it teaches you.
Silly foolishness that I heard from somebody that I know. They
okay.
brought in a grant writer. Grant writer was a huge grant writer, right? Got big money.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get along with the grant writer. The grant writer left them for the person that introduced them to them and got $37 million for them on the same type of grant.
I know, right?
That's the greatest thing about person. Not only does it teach you the
right.
You get everything. So it's really a good, well-rounded
right.
program that everyone should at least get there.
Right.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
I know you have to go. We thank you so much. Ms. Vivian, Steph, you are so wonderful. We love you.
She is
keep
awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you. She is
absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Vivian,
she's awesome. She's awesome. She's awesome. She's awesome. She's so, so awesome. All right. Take care.
So, okay, now we've had 100 black men.
Right.
BB&T
president. Did you say?
I don't know if
it's J. Jackson. I'm president. My name is Jerry. I'm president of the Georgia BB&T. Right, Jerry Harris. Don't think about
you.
Your name,
know, technology
doing
is
good.
Such an interesting thing. It allows you to be an interesting space.
Right.
Earlier today, I was at the Startup Atlanta event. And
okay.
right after it was over, a man makes a beeline to me and shake my hand. He's like, you know, Bert, I asked a question,
right.
of course, and had a lot to do with communicating the message of technology to everyone in our 6.4 million person population.
Right.
Of this city, when everything is already just compacted into the Georgia State space.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they said this is a challenge. A lot of the people who answered me got all talking about diversity.
Thanks for the share over there.
Hey.
Thanks for the share. Go ahead, keep going.
I was talking about diversity.
Right.
In fact, I was talking about the full population of the city.
Right.
6.4 million is not just a diverse package.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
That's right.
So I was asking, you know, how do we reach more people? So a gentleman comes over to me. Guess who he was?
Mm.
He came to me. He didn't talk to anybody else after that.
Okay.
Stanley Steemer's Black and Decker Investment Coordinator.
Oh, wow.
Manager.
Oh, manager. Okay.
Looking to invest in people.
Okay.
I said, oh.
Wow.
I tried to hold my face. I was like, gay face.
Right, gay face.
Gay face.
Right.
But you never know who you run into. I mean, look at this.
Yes.
We're sitting here with, I mean, the likes of, and really you understand, our mayor sits on 100 black men.
That's right. That's right.
Platform. So you don't know who you run into. And these are the people who these children get to interact with,
mm-hmm.
and they get to have tools from.
That's
and
right.
I mean, we saw a program today where they have these graduates doing magnanimous things.
That's ridiculous. Everyone was kuma, summa, lava, duva, loud.
Extra plus plus.
Yeah, everything was loud.
Right.
Yeah.
And the message being, when you can't find African Americans in this space, you can't find good positive images of us.
Right.
We're here.
We're
Nobody's
here.
Talking about this.
That's right.
So
and that's why,
we're talking about it because
we want to make it palatable for everyday people, and we want people to know that technology is what we need to be focused on. Because at the end of the day, this is going to bring our country to the next level. Because without it, we are in such a global dynamic right now that we have to compete globally. We're going to have to be able to you know compete with China, compete with India, and they are beating us in population. So what we have to beat them with is ingenuity. So right now, I want people to just focus on not only knowing this message and hearing this message, but sharing this message. Let other people know about the importance of technology, the importance of tuning in. When we have these shows and we have these people supporting, you just heard about the president, Darius Harris. He said the president of the BB&T Bank, what did he say? He said that when Rise Magazine came from Orlando to Atlanta, that they had that network. So they were able to be a sponsor, right? So it's about your network, growing your net worth, okay? So make sure that you understand that you have to be a part of it, because if you're not a producer, you're going to be a consumer in this chain. So we all have to play a part and be able to start figuring out what kind of commodity do I have. And I like what he said, because If we don't have a limited supply of funds and we're not liquid with what we have, there's all kinds of things we could do. We could be mentors. We get out there and give our time. Or we could just bring our children along and say, hey, I'm just going to be along for the ride and let them get some of this free stuff.
Or do like us and be media.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why that's important. That's so important because media tells the story. We craft the image. We're not just the marketing. We're the voice. So for people out there who don't know about these people, we're out telling you
we're telling you
is what's happening.
That's what's
you
happening.
May not be able to see it because maybe you live in
right.
Cluck, Mississippi,
Timbuktu.
So maybe you live
West
there.
Bamba.
And maybe you don't get to be in the inner city. You
right.
don't get to see the things that are happening. And maybe
right.
you're a person that lives in a predominantly non-mixed area. You
right.
know, I grew up in one of those. Maybe you don't have the ability to go and see big populations of corporate businesses and people doing things
right.
in corporate environments. Maybe you live on a farm. I run into those people through social media.
Right.
And they look at me and thinking, I mean, even down to the story that I love to tell about Nataraj in Chennai, India, reached out to me and thought I was a celebrity. Why? His electricity goes off every day at 6 o'clock. Their village does not have electricity after 6 p.m.
Wow.
That's the case for so many countries, so many nations in the world. But guess what? They can see us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the connecting point for the world via this platform, via every technology agenda, via being
right.
able to reach out to people and people being able to hit replay and people being able to listen online, view online, look at our pictures. This is where the borders of passports and separation and language barriers end.
Because I want everybody to understand, like, that's why I got FatherTrue.com and I put it together because I wanted to have resources for people that were free, that were out there. Because right now it's not about, to me, making more money off of anyone because I have, and I'm going to continue to make money. And I say I'm averse to money now, but I want to share this information that's out there, right? I want to let people know about all these things that are out there that are free. And not only free, but they are actually needed for us to progress our society. So we need to take focus on what is out there and what's available to us and not get caught up in the 80% of people who will be looking at what other media is trying to tell you. Because if you're turning on CNN, you're probably hearing about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And but We're going to give you something that is palatable, right? Because at the end of the day, this is going to affect your life. And hopefully, if you are digesting this information regularly, you're going to find opportunity for you to, be financially successful because you're finding different ways to have either programs that you're a part of or actually businesses you're a part of or ways to make money from the Internet, which we talked about. Actually, we're going to do a show on that pretty soon. But we talked about so many different things that are able to help you get better. And it's easy. It's stuff that's out there already. But it's like, what are you focusing on? How are you helping yourself become successful? And that's what we want to focus on, getting you to be successful.
Yeah, and this is not a scope about mowing grass like I just saw go across the top of my screen. Mowing grass. We're not mowing grass.
No.
This is something that is going to, and whether you want it to or not, it is going to impact.
Hey, Carson, 1976.
I'm 76, too.
76 in his house.
72. Okay. Anyway, so we're in a space of where we are impacting.
My father's a struggler.
We are impacting. Oh, no.
Go ahead.
We're impacting the world with the changing of technology. Not us. It's coming anyway.
Right.
You don't have to. You can sit down for the next 4 years. Shoot, the next 2 years.
That's right.
And you'll see the evolution of technology take over and change your entire world in 2 years. In 5 years, you're going to see a massive overhaul of everything that you thought was your original construct.
Right.
In 10 years, you will not recognize this country. In 10 years.
So there's some facts out there. Facts are that the kids that are going to school now, 2 years into their matriculation, they are going to learn things that are already obsolete. So we're talking about after 2 years, they have already learned stuff that's obsolete. That is how fast the technology is expanding nowadays.
Thank you, Demita, for sharing.
So,
and
I love all the hearts, too. That's good to go. It's very important that we understand that technology is changing so fast that either we're going to be a part of the change or we're going to be a part of somebody that's going to manipulate or monetize where we're at in our social economic structure.
And
so
we've been in this space of talking about tech law and tech law being the methodology by which policies are developed and implemented. And put into power. He's making it. You can't see on
the radio,
but he's dancing behind me on camera while I'm talking seriously. Anyway, Jamaican. but we're creating policy now, and so
right.
Today at Startup Village, they were talking about government law. They're talking about driving and the streets and parking. These are laws that are now trying to be affected by technology. Hey, thank you for joining. But if you listen and you understand what we're trying to explain to you,
right. You
have a part to play in this space. Even if you just contribute in, I don't like that idea. You contributed into the space.
That's right.
If you contribute by not saying anything,
you
contributed
to this space.
Because it's going to happen one way or another.
Right.
Now, the way that it happens
involves
your action.
That's right.
Your interaction.
That's right.
Your engagement.
Amen.
So if you're not engaging,
that's right.
You are allowing whatever it is that's happening to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So without your engagement,
right.
You inactively
activate. That's right. That's right. So and we have so many different things that we've talked about on this show. We can go down a litany of things, especially for this tech law. We're showing people, as far as tech law, some of the things that's out there as far as legal constraints that they are, whether they like to think about it or not, that they're beholden to. So this is a very much the show that you're going to get a lot of real deal. We're not going to give you a lot of fluff. Yeah, we have fun. But we're going to give you the real deal and give you some real topics for you to digest.
And we bring heavy hitters.
I'm talking about President.
You missed the
president.
Base president. From BB&T Atlanta, y'all missed that.
Georgia. Yeah.
Watching the replay.
Yeah, and we also had some young minds out here, and who knows what this young engineer that we had on here is going to do.
Yeah,
you know?
We have people right here in the program who have gone on from being what would classically be called a statistic to now being a robotic
mind,
a contributor, a public speaker. Thank you. I'm proud of you. Thank you. That was Demita Watson, everybody who's not on camera. She is really awesome in promoting Scopes and pushing people's information out. So check
Thank
her
you,
out.
Demita.
Hire her because
right. She's
awesome. So it's a huge thing. That in itself, another conversation.
Support you.
You can literally go into the technology space and create a job.
Mm-hmm.
These things are created. Cairo Queen Tech Socialite was generated. It was not something that somebody hired me to do.
Right.
I saw a need. I jumped in it. I found who? JQ. What that means?
Right.
This robotic, he literally is a rocket scientist. I said, I don't know any black rocket scientists,
right.
And he shows up.
That's right. There you go.
He's just so awesome. And it's so great because we have such a great camaraderie, and he is the balance to what I don't know.
Right.
He knows everything. And where I can run my mouth, sometimes he wants me to shut up. But it's cool because we literally balance each other out, and that's the kind of relationship we want to have in presenting this conversation to the general public. We work with youth. We work with elderly. We work with public platforms. We work with government spaces because everybody needs to get in this space.
Right.
I don't care where I go. I'm going to mention technology somewhere. He does the same thing.
So I think some of these viewers right now, they want to see some of this laboratory. So I think it's about time we take a break and pay some of our sponsors. And we want to thank you for sponsoring the show. All these people that sponsor the show, we want to thank you. So at this time, we're going to queue up a commercial break. And after that, if you are joining us on Periscope, Father True, or Kyra Queen, we're going to take you around the lab and let you see a little bit of the lab here at Dr. Lonnie Johnson's facility in Atlanta, Georgia. All right?
So for you on Periscope, we're going to walk around the lab. And for you that are on the radio, we're going to take a commercial break.
Right.
And we'll be right back after this on the radio. But we're going to stay tuned and walk around on stream.
Do you desire financial freedom? Are you ready to take your credit score to the 800s? Well, Satori Consulting Group will get you on your way. With education and a simple process, Satori Consulting Group will get you on the right track. Visit them at satoriconsultinggroup.com or call them at 866-783-3119. Satori Consulting Group, where your financial freedom is their goal.
Are you in need of a high-quality video for your next event, your single, or your business? Well, you're in luck. TC Productions will give you a high-quality video for an affordable price. For more information, call 678-744-3908 or visit www.tcpvid.com. And if you're an indie artist, TC Productions is offering a high-quality viral music video for only $150. That's right, only $150. Call and set up your appointment today. www.tcpvid.com or 678-744-3908.
Technology. I loved it. I worked in check offices, and that was by accident. I'm a marketing degree.
Right.
So I was a marketing. You have to wear a badge when you come in here.
You do.
So I have. Oh, hi, everybody. We're back on Cairo. So you take the tech with Warren Jackson. And I'm here with His Royal Baldness.
Oh, my goodness. You just call me what? Hey, I'm just upset that. Okay, here we go. Boom, boom, boom.
Did you get it?
Yeah, there
you go.
Okay, so.
Oh, no. Oh, no, wait a minute.
She's out of control, please. Well, we are back, and we are broadcasting live. I know, out again. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Demita. I appreciate that. Out. Anyway, so my battery's dead on my phone, so we're only singly scoping right now, but. I want to thank everyone for checking us out. I want to thank everyone for the love and just the support. So the sponsors, make sure that we support who supports us, okay?
Absolutely.
And I will
give us a check.
Father True on Twitter, you follow me, I'm going to follow you right back, Demita, definitely.
Father True.
Father
and
True.
And if you have children out there, correctly. Go check out FatherTrue.com.
Yep.
FatherTrue.com. Can help your children in your tech
learning
space, your mathematics, and
right.
tutorials. You know, just awesome stuff that he put
right.
together. I wish he would allow us to have the girls on. He has his children, and they are phenomenal.
They are. They're awesome.
And his wife is drop dead gorgeous.
She's a two-time homecoming queen. Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous. But more than that, I think it is, you know, and everywhere I go, people say, hey, Your kids are so well behaved, and it's like just like they're well behaved, they're smart, and they're smart because I have made a mental effort to put them into a smart space, right? I don't fill them up with a whole bunch of junk. I make sure that, you know, from they were young, from they were three, from they were two, from they were really young, I trained them on what principles of engineering, right? Just simple things that you could do all the time, no matter who you are, what kind of financial background you come from, everyone can definitely learn, and everyone can have, especially because we're in such a free society right now where there's so many things we can do that is for free.
Free information.
Free.
Some of the things you can learn for free, you can go to Udemy.com, you can go to CodeAcademy.com, you can go to Cyberary.it,
right.
you can go to code.org. You can go, there's so many different platforms.
Right.
If you just Google free technology learning, you can go to YouTube and learn how to code. You can go to all sorts
right.
of different platforms and learn how to code, learn how to do all sorts of things. You don't have to code to be in tech. I just spoke to a man that worked for IBM as a vice president for 20 years. He didn't know nothing about coding. He didn't even use the technology.
Right.
But he was a part of the industry of tech. Your business can fit in that space. You can be a business person that space. You can be a part of the industry in that space. You can be a sales, marketing, all that stuff has to happen in technology,
so,
too.
I'm going to give people an example. So when I was earlier this year, I was actually, it was the end of last year, I was in Colorado. And what I saw was, yes, a big boom with the whole 420 movement and people out there, you know, capitalizing off cannabis. But what I realized is that not only was people capitalizing off of that industry, people are capitalizing off of ancillary industries. So now the people who sell hydroponics, the people who sell planting supplies, the people – so this is the same kind of concept I'm talking about right now. We already know that there is a need and there is a thirst and a desire for people to be more technical because there is so many things to going on, right? So we need to incorporate ourselves and put ourselves in the space where we're able to capitalize on what's going on, right? So it's here and now, and that's what we try and bring to you, that real right now. And I want to thank you for all the hearts over here.
That's awesome with those hearts.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you're a visual learner.
Right.
YouTube,
there you go.
YouTube.
There you go.
Getting those
right.
Visual learning aids. If you go to Code Academy.
Wait, before you say that, though, because some people may not even know their learning style. There are different learning styles. So there's also websites that you can go and figure out what's your learning style, right? Because there are different learning styles, and that helped me to get through my undergraduate. Right, to understand how am I best at learning, right? So, yeah, please proceed.
You can do kinesthetic. You can
go. There you go.
So audio and visual.
Right, right.
But, you know, if you want to go to Code Academy, I learned on Code Academy.
Mm-hmm.
I took coding in college, freshman year.
Okay.
I didn't go back to that.
Right.
I didn't do coding.
Right.
So I still learn in Code Academy. Also do cyberary.it if you want to learn about cybersecurity.
Right.
You want to get into a space of learning about, I mean, Hadoop and all sorts of things.
Right.
There's a platform, and excuse my language, I can't say that.
Okay. Here. We're sharing
I
technology.
I can't say that in here.
I won't say, but I'll say something.
I'll tell you another time.
There is a website that I have on fathertree.com, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, one of the most premier institutes of technology in our country,
in the world.
Has free courses.
Free.
You will not get a degree by going online and taking the courses, but you will get the education, and that's what we're talking about.
The cool thing about technology is you really don't need a degree. Real time, unless you're going out of a corporation and work for a corporation, the cool thing with technology is
right. You
can be in this space.
This space.
And you could be in this space right
like
here.
The Hamilton. They're not hearing it on the phone.
You can't see it on the phone. But you can be in this space.
Right.
And you literally can go and open your own consulting. We do consulting.
And the rest will follow.
You can charge anywhere from $150 an hour to $1,500 an hour.
Yep. And it is serious.
It is real like that. You don't even here,
and
let's take
you're
it
never too
level.
Old.
You don't even have to do that.
In
you
fact,
can go hire some people off of some sites.
Right.
There's so many unemployed tech people who really don't know how to go after jobs.
Right.
But they got to
exactly.
Go get those people.
Exactly.
And become an outsource company.
Right. So so if you recognize there's a need, that's exactly what Kyra. This is what I did before. When I was young, what I did was I used to cut grass, and I'll give you the same kind of analogy like Carol said. Instead of cutting grass, I went to John Smith. He was the owner of he owned all the houses in the neighborhood, most of them that wasn't sold. I went to him, and I started cutting his grass. I started getting $20 a grass. At 8 grass, that was $160 a week at 14 years old, right? Good money for 14 years old, right? Since I was young, I've always had a lot of interesting, right, professions that I've picked up. But what I did is instead of me just taking all that money and working, I said, let me get my friends. And I gave them $10. And I said, I'll just take $10. right? So now it was me just going to John Smith every week and collecting a check, right? So that's what we have to realize, that you may not have all the skills that you need, as far as you may not have all the technical acumen, but what you can do is realize that there is a need and get the people together and then be that conduit that to be able to get these programs done. So I know everyone's not like me, but you can do something like that. I heard that comment. You know, you can do it.
There's so many different spaces.
So many different spaces. Get to something you love.
On the panel of Periscope, you know, I spoke about technology. And for women, in the space of technology, what we have to do is find the place that affects us.
That
if you're
you love,
a mother,
your passion.
What affects your children?
Right.
If you're a mother, what affects your household?
What's
if
your passion?
You're a single woman. What do you worry about?
Oh,
what do you worry? I know personally, I want safety. You know, I want a camera behind my head so I can see all the guys who are looking at my camera. Anyway,
right.
You know, we want to know what affects you. We want to know what affects you. But according to the guy Kronos right now,
right,
we're on 2 minutes.
What's up, Low Daddy? 35. Low Daddy, what kind
we're
of name?
About 2 minutes down.
Uh huh.
It's a problem, man.
It's a problem, man. He said Low Daddy. Low, what's up? My name is Low Daddy.
Low Daddy.
Well, we are just joking around because it's about to be over with the show, and we have done so much.
I think we got like no seconds.
We got, we have almost nothing. So we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank everyone that's joined the show and listened to the show, and definitely check out. And our guest
from
BB&T Bank.
Go back
we want
to
Darius. Yeah, Darius Harris. We want to thank you, President of BB&T. Thank you for Vivian, Steph that came through. Thank you for the little young engineer. She forgot her whole name, but everybody that came through today, we want to thank you. Go to FatherTrue.com. Check out Cairo Queen online.
Thank you, Demita Watson, for making me.
You can harden it up. You can harden it up today.
Green clovers and blue daisies. Thank you to everyone out there who's listening, and thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
When you see this in
Taste
the replay, you can still share it.
Novices.
Share it.
Every Tuesday.
We're going to fix our website, I promise you. And whatever.
Don't point at me. You need to.
I pointed myself. I don't know what's going on our website. He did his part, I did mine, and it's still not working.
Oh, boy.
We're going to get it fixed this week.
Right.
I have to.
Attakeof.tech. So go there soon.
Attakeof.tech.
All right. So thanks, everybody, again.
Signing off. Where's the music, Robin?
We're riding out in the sunset.
Yeah.